Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, one of the most, the king of kings himself, the man who always have a plan, the man that one day will take over the world like Putin. I am the Hava. Now on the phone line, I have the saw, the piece of crap, I forgot we're on the air right now. I have the one, the only, Sean Black, everyone.
Yes, Sean Black, in the building once again for... Hey, can you believe this? This is something that we didn't get a chance to talk about last week. And I figure we have, 30 seconds or so. I'll bring this up now. This is episode 296 of the Absolute Truth Show, which is in and of itself insane that we've done this many episodes. But more importantly, the 15th of March, which was last week Tuesday, was our 7th anniversary doing this show. We've been doing this show now since March 15th of 2015. And between Sundays, and then we were on Tuesdays, and then we did it on Mondays where we are now, we have talked literally about everything. So between, sports, we talked about abortion, we talked about politics, we talked about relationships, we talked about literally everything. North, south, east, and west, and everything in between. And the fact that we're still on and we've been doing it this and getting better and better every week, it's gratifying to know that our 15 listeners, as you call them, that listen to our show, have been able to get us grounded and keep us firm. And for those that are loyal listeners, to those that are new to the show, thank you very much for being part of this little shindig that we've been doing for now going close to 300 episodes. So we've lasted longer than some TV shows.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, that shows you that why I call Sean a sensitive bitch, because he keeps track of these things, because I have no record of this, even though this is my show. I forgot the date for how many episodes we've done. Oh, well.
That is
Let's
sad.
Show you what? It is what it is, But
I understand.
Oh, my God, excuse me. While Sean Black was putting me to sleep, you know the number, guys, 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. Oh, real quickly, Sean, you have a podcast coming up? Or show you guys a plug-in?
Yes, two of them. I'll do it really quick. Morton's Law is back on the air on Anchor FM. For those that I told you before, Christopher Morton doing his unique amount of sports and wrestling and life lessons that he goes through with his warped sense of humor, but it's a very entertaining, very good show. For those that want to go ahead and join that and listen to that show on his podcast that he does, it's Anchor, ANCHOR.FM /Morton's hyphen law. That's Morton's Law. He's done 56 episodes. Very good show, very entertaining show. Catch that one. The other show that you could catch me on is actually on YouTube with my partner for the phenomenal one. Is Saturday afternoon's main event, and that is a big time, big fun show, wrestling related, nothing but wrestling for those who want to get their wrestling fix. It's on YouTube. Type in S.A.M.E or type in Saturday afternoon's main event. Check that out on YouTube, and that show is also as well. You can check all of those episodes as well.
Okay, thank you so much, and that was. Okay, now let's get right to it. Okay, as Sean and I discussed earlier, of course, mask on, mask off, mask on, mask off. Mask on, mask off. You will wear your mask here, but you don't have to wear it there. It's mind-boggling. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we're talking about the pandemic, the coronavirus, the vaccine, the mask. The topic that will probably will not go away no time soon. But I sent Sean a tweet from a senator how, I forgot the senator's name, how when we force a mask mandate, cases go down. When we take off the mask mandate, cases go up. We put the mask mandate back on, cases go down. Now, I'd like to say that the mask mandate are off again. Cases have not jumped up completely yet, but the good sign that we may have a lot of cases. But at the same time, over in Europe, there's a new variant going on right now. Shocking. A new variant or sub-variant? Sean Black, what do you like to say about that?
Yeah.
Then I get to the next caller.
Okay. Then that sub-variant that we have heard about is codenamed BA.2, which is a, like you said, a sub-variant of the Omicron variant that is already out, which I've heard other places call it Deltacron because it has some of the traits of Omicron, but with the transmissibility of Delta. And we don't know for sure if it's any more virulent or any more deadly. We know that it has started to spread, like you said, in parts of Europe. Usually when you hear about it in Europe, it's about 3 or 4 weeks before you start to hear outbreaks in other parts of the world. Now, we don't know how this is going to be taken worldwide, or especially in parts of the United States and other places. We know that the subvariant is actually already in certain parts of the United States already. I know that from what I've read up on the last couple of days, I believe it's 40% of new cases of people going into the hospital for COVID have this subvariant in there. So we know that in certain parts of the world, the subvariant is starting to catch. One of the other things that they normally do, especially in the United States, to detect whether you're going to see a spike in infection and a spike in COVID cases is that they test the wastewater. And usually you can tell within the wastewater what areas have a higher uptick in cases or a higher uptick in contamination of COVID within the wastewater. And usually that tends to happen. You start to get those within a few short days to weeks. You start to see it in those areas. Wow, cases starting to go up again. So to get to your point, as far as mask mandates or whatever is the case, I think that we're in a better place now that we have lots more people that are getting vaccinated, that are doing what they need to do to stay protected. But you have to be able to stay vigilant and make sure that we know all of the procedures, all of the protocols, the things that you have to do to keep yourself safe. So I think going forward, I think we see now with all of the other cases that we've heard about on the news and we've talked about and different places, different parts of the country, parts of the world, and how they're dealing with these certain variants. We also know that going forward, we're going to hear a lot more about certain places that are trying to find out how they can kind of tamp down some of the infection rates if they can. We don't know what they're going to be able to do, how they're going to be able to do it. But I think as we look to the way certain protocols have been, then you're going to start to find out if they can go ahead and take care of these spikes to make sure that they don't get out of hand. One of the things that I've noticed when you look at the news, you look at certain things, you also kind of find out that, as the Hot Rod alluded to a little bit earlier, certain places have, especially throughout the entire nation, are either backing away from mask mandates or they're trying to kind of curb those mask mandates by getting rid of them or limiting them in certain areas to make sure that you don't have as many of them outright. So I think that's part of what's going on now. But we'll see what happens going forward.
And on to Crazy Joe. Crazy Joe is in the house. Hello, Crazy Joe.
Oh, Crazy Joe. Is that right, hot dog? Just because I messed up on the... Oh, okay. I know what to get to you tomorrow when you're on the menu. Okay. How you guys doing?
Let's get it on.
Hey, it's going
on, Joe. Okay, Joe. I know I have to ask this question again. I know you probably answered this a thousand times. You still don't believe in the coronavirus. You still don't believe in wearing masks. And you still don't believe in the vaccine, correct?
Absolutely. And this variant subvariant, that was to be expected. They're going to come up with that every few months in order to make sure that everybody wears a mask and everybody gets vaccinated with the poisonous shot until everybody gets really, really sick. And then maybe eventually people might realize that all this was planned from a long, long, long time ago. Vaccinations are supposed to protect you. You're not supposed to contract the disease that you're vaccinated for, and you're not supposed to spread it. People will say that, oh, well, measles, rubella, chicken pox, they had their little deficiencies. This vaccine has killed more people than all of those vaccines combined. All right? There's going to be people who are going to stand up for the vaccines, and actually because they want the vaccines to work. But when you have esteemed virologists, epidemiologists talking about, and whistleblowers talking about not only the ineffectiveness of the vaccine, but the collusion of the CDC and the FDA in hiding data from the American people, I'm not a vaccine guy. Okay, I'm not.
We could tell that.
You can't.
So basically, you never took the vaccine, like the flu vaccine or in general. You have not taken any type of vaccine.
No, vaccines in general, they're not as effective as people think, but I have gotten vaccinated for just about everything except the coronavirus crap.
Of course, but may I ask a personal question? You got a vaccine due to school-related issues when you was younger?
Yeah, and also when I was in the service, they vaccinated me.
Okay, so to a certain degree, vaccines do work to a certain degree, even though you took it upon against your will.
Well, you know, the same thing back then as practically applied now. Now it's very, very mandatory that everybody wear the mask and get the vaccines. Back then it was highly recommended, and I think they wouldn't let kids in school if you didn't get vaccinated against rubella, chickenpox, measles. I don't even know if the mumps had a vaccine. I'm not sure. But
yes, there is a mumps vaccine. Yes.
Is there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because my kids are very young. They're like 8, 9, whatever they are. I can't remember. They got so many shots prior to going to school. And we don't show proof of vaccination for these, the mumps, the measles, the chickenpox, the Sean Black. They won't be able to enter the school at all. I remember a couple of years ago in Brooklyn, New York, we had a measles outbreak because the Jewish community does not believe in the vaccine due to the religion. Mm. And we had a big measles outbreak, which it caused tension between the Jewish community and the New Yorkers because they did not want to get the measles shot. It was a huge breakout in schools, especially among young kids. So because of that, right now in New York City, Joe, they removed the mask mandate, but the cases are steady. But among the young kids, it's still out there. And there's a chance sooner or later they're going to make it mandatory for young kids before they enter the school to get the vaccine.
Yeah, and that will be very dangerous because in terms of coronavirus, outside of the ones who really want the mandates and the vaccines to be really fully implemented, people will tell you that kids have the highest immunity against it. It will be something like 0.0001% of a kid catching it and dying from any coronavirus variant. But the vaccine, you know, you're going to see a lot of deaths eventually.
And I'm sure Sean Black, you have to say something about that. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm trying to figure out where this proof of deaths from the COVID vaccine is coming from as far as these numbers go, because there has been very, very, very low numbers of people dying from taking the vaccine. What we have had is we've had numbers of people that have died that were either already compromised health-wise as far as having underlying conditions, and you still also have children who are too young to get the vaccine who have gotten sick, and there have been children that have died from COVID. So,
well, and that's if you know, want to go by CNN, MSNBC, et cetera. But there are people who are working for not only for Harvard studies and Johns Hopkins studies and other independent studies will tell different numbers. Also, the insurance industry is coming out with a rise in debts, not due just to COVID, but to cancer and other diseases as a result of some people speculate, as a result of people taking the vaccine and as a result of people not being treated because of the priority given to people who have had COVID and letting them enter the hospital way back when, before, you know, people who needed cancer treatments, heart operations, et cetera. I would rather err on the on the side of caution. The fact is that when vaccines were being created by Big Pharma, years and years and years and years ago, from what I understand, is that if the trials showed even a minimal amount of danger and deaths, the entire project was scrapped. Something like if it only took 20 deaths for the operation that was heading for a new vaccine proved that fatal, that minimal, bang, gone, out, start all over again. However, we've got deaths which even MSNBC and CNN would attest to, but at the same time, nobody's saying stop it. So,
I think between you and Sean Black right now, you guys have some valid points, but at the same time, this is the problem with going on because everybody having different sides of the story. Whether you think you're telling the facts or not, the problem is we have a problem in this country, many problems in this country, and we're not working together to figure it out. You got one half of the world who gets the vaccine and mandates and all this stuff. The other half wants it. We cannot find a compromise or a solution to this problem. And overall, I think we all could agree here, we have a lot of problems in this country, whether it's pandemic-wise or not, and we cannot come together to figure out how to solve this or, you know, to maintain this problem. And to your point, Joe, we have athletes like Kyrie Irving, Aaron Rodgers. Kyrie Irving, who's a basketball player for the Nets, he who has spoken against the vaccine, who's not vaccinated, and he's not allowed to play any but home games in Brooklyn, New York, because you have to be vaccinated to work in New York City, but he could play at home. But at the same time, in New York City, you could eat in a restaurant. You don't have to be vaccinated to eat in a restaurant, but you have to be vaccinated to work. So I think right now we have so many loopholes going on. It's making this world go crazy. You could do this, but you can't do that. Sean, I know you're ready to defend Kyrie Irving's decision, but go ahead.
Defend his decision. Oh boy. Well, I'll put it like this: the mask mandates are being used right now and being upheld for all of those people that it was trying to curb the amount of people that were getting sick. If we see leniency in the league in New York, because as you said, Kyrie cannot play home games in New York. And the other thing about that is, if you remember, there was a game
so
that he was
Sean,
with.
Sean Black, I'm so sorry. Sean, I'm so sorry to interrupt. Before I forget, besides Kyrie, now, remember, they made an announcement in baseball that the New York Yankees and New York players, the New York Mets, the players who are not vaccinated, cannot also play in New York Stadium, in those outside. And the, I just want to point
exactly.
out. So go ahead.
And the reason why they have to do that is
because I'll go after
Sean. Yeah, the reason why they have to do that is if they show leniency toward players to be able to do that, if you are able to, you're telling anybody that has been on a sports team in the New York area that they can't, because of the mandate, play at home, then you get that leniency of saying, okay, you can, because we want you to play, team is going to – if that is the case, New York would get sued into oblivion by all those people that got fired, for those that lost their jobs, for all of those people that are out there that are saying, why would a player be able to play games at home, but I, being a doctor, a nurse, a lawyer, whoever, who because of the mask mandate and decided not to get vaccinated, lost a job. So there is why you're seeing the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, and Kathy Hochul, who's the governor of New York, upholding these until things get cleared up. Because we've all talked about
this. They shot themselves in the foot.
They backed themselves into a corner based on the mandates that were there. And if they're going to put the mandates in there, it has to be blanket for everybody.
Okay.
And here's
all
another.
Right. Go ahead, Joe.
Here's another thing, too. If I read right, because I perused the article and I didn't do a deep dive into it, but I believe there's somebody was pointing out the contradictions that Sean was pointing out in the NBA. I think it's the NBA. They're not playing now, but the thing is that I forget. It may have been baseball, but the a player is not allowed to play, right? But if he wants to come back as a fan, sit in the seats, he doesn't have to wear a mask. So why is a player?
That's a basketball. That's Kyrie Irving. That's Kyrie.
That
Irving.
Was Kyrie Irving.
We talked about. Yes, I was.
So was that the?
He came back.
Yeah.
As a fan. Yes.
Right. Was he in the NBA? Is this the NBA?
Yes. NBA. Yes.
It is. Okay. So look at that. So, I mean, inside an enclosed environment where you have, they should have the HEPA filters in inside the everybody's stadiums, inside everybody's courts by now. But the thing is that you have to wear a mask when you're playing. But if you're not on the court, but 2 feet away from the court on front row seats watching the game, you're okay. So, yeah, Sean was talking about.
I'm not going to lie. That's a loophole. I do not understand. I'm not gonna lie about that. And then once again, like I said, we shot ourselves over the foot with that one, because like you said, you're unvaccinated, you cannot play, but you can sit in the stands with other people and watch the game. And he even went to the locker room with them. And Sean Black, what's the point of between that and go play with them in a different city? There's no difference, and that's the problem.
This is the reason why they have to refine these rules and these mandates, and if you've noticed, a lot of places have either weakened certain mandates or have strengthened them depending on where you are. And when you're in a sports league and you're playing on a team where you're traveling to different cities here and there, those rules have to be ironclad all around. If you're injured and you're not playing, or you're not able to play at home in a state that has a mandate where you are not able to play, there shouldn't be any loopholes or anything around it, because it's a bad look for Kyrie, who is not able to play in Brooklyn, to be able to go to a Brooklyn game as a fan and not wear a mask in the crowd, especially if he's already stated that he's not going to get vaccinated. That doesn't make any sense.
And I was there at that game to witness that. I'm like, wow, you know, it's just amazing. But 2039, you're on the air with the what's the name of the show? I forgot. Hello, 2039.
Hello.
Max.
Hey,
yeah. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm currently at the job, so I'm using the clinic. I'm at the campus clinic on station.
Listen, what you do with your fingers and your butthole is your business. We don't need to know. We're talking about...
Lord, please don't say that.
Kyrie Irving. We're talking about Kyrie Irving. We're talking about Kyrie Irving and the vaccinated. You know, New York has shot himself in the foot. Once again, you have to be vaccinated to play, but you could come and sit in as a fan.
Well, I could relate to that because remember, we got college basketball players and you know athletics. They have to be vaccinated in order to perform their job, you know, in the courts as well. And the ones that's not, they have to stand back. So I'm familiar with it, and we have to enforce them to follow the guidelines. That's part of our jobs. So I could relate, I respect Kyrie's stand. It's his right. He's following the guidelines in New York City, so he's sticking with it. It's silly, but he's following the protocol.
True, but once again, I think our argument is we don't make discuss with these laws. You have to wear your mask going to the hospital, which makes sense. You have to wear a mask going to the train station with a bunch of people that you don't know. But you don't have to wear a mask if you go to eat in a restaurant or go to the club with a bunch of people you don't know. What is the difference overall?
It's called business.
Okay.
Business, money.
That's what I was looking for.
Yep,
and
money.
That's the problem. So Pops is playing with our lives over here. You know, you say one thing but not the other overall.
Well, that's what they've been doing ever since March of 2020. They've been flip-flopping. If you take a look at Fauci or anybody else who's for the vaccines, yeah, vaccines, you don't have to worry about them. You don't have to worry about masks. Wait a minute, you got to wear them tomorrow. No, you have to wear two. Wait a minute, you can take them off. Vaccines are great, except that you need the boosters because the vaccines are ineffective. There's no consistency. When you're this inconsistent,
yes,
it's a red flag, not just about incompetence, but about a concerted effort to do damage to the American citizen. Our governments around the world have had a history of, regardless of whether they're a republic or a dictatorship, of doing damage and harm to their citizens. To me, it's just as simple as that.
Okay, Sean, like to add on something before we move on?
Well, I think that as we're going forward, I think that we've got to find out to what degree are the mandates that are around, how they're going to be enforced, if they can be enforced again going forward. Because once you say, okay, we're going to get rid of the mandates because we think that the pandemic is now in the endemic stage, and then we get another uptick in cases, we start hearing more about outbreaks, it's going to be very difficult to put that genie back in the bottle after you've had mandates on the docket for a year and a half, maybe 2 years, and you pull them back. The people are not going to be more as likely to get back on board with that. And that's why you've seen so many protests from a lot of places about why we don't need to have masks, we don't need to wear this, we don't need to have that. And in a lot of places, especially in a lot of red states where they don't believe in wearing masks or don't even think that the COVID-19 outbreak is even real, there's 900,000 people that are dead that will tell you different. So that has to be watched going forward.
Oh, well, unfortunately, this is a topic that will never end. It will keep going on and on until, I guess, we figure something out. Talk about a topic that never ends, and I like to throw this to the mouth, nothing personal, so don't jump at me yet. It's cheating. You know. Because I know Max, I don't hear sometimes. Cheating is a topic that never goes away. We talk about this. Everybody talk about cheating to a certain degree. But there was a video that surfaced on, of course, social media, how this woman was talking about, you know what? Men cheat. 99.1 men cheat. Women should just accept that men cheat, and we should move on. If a man loves you, take care of you, feeds you, take care of your family, and he goes to the club and do a one-night stand, but he still come home to you, he's a keeper. You cannot be stressing yourself out about your man, husband, boyfriend, whatever, going out and doing his thing. Max, in your opinion, to a certain degree, should women just deal to the fact that men cheat?
Well, I don't believe in cheating, period. I never cheated myself. I was never a victim, even in my relationships. I've had family members that had serious problems when it involving cheating. Actually, my aunt, this is back in the 80s, this is one of my mom's dear sisters, came to this country. And I'll make it real quick. She came to this country first while her husband had stayed with the kids in Haiti. And those 8 years that she was down here, she had gotten into a relationship. While he's over there doing his preaching, his little church group, but it wasn't really an organized church group. By the time she saved up all her money, working 2 to 3 jobs, working 7 days a week, during those times, hardships that she did, she actually got into relationships. So by the time he came down with the 2 kids, she ended up having 2 more kids. But she put it as if he was the father of those kids. So eventually, she cheated on him. My dad had explained to us, and I was a teenager. The bottom line is, I met my uncle by marriage. I realized, okay, ideology is he should have been the man that's been more productive, not her, but she took upon herself to do all these multiple tasks. So it became more of a turnoff that she's doing all this while he's over there doing this little church movement, which not even making any bread or butter. So she got turned off. So we got to look at both sides of the story.
True. Well, you're absolutely right. Both. I know someone would say this. Man and woman would both cheat. But we're talking for the man part. Because, you know, we always look at the cheaters. Women cheat too. But remember, as we say this, as we say on this program all the time, women cheat for different reasons compared to men. Most men cheat because, you know, they're horny, they're desperate, they want to get a move on, they want to see what they could get away with. But you know, like, there's many females who stay. Oh, go ahead, Joe. No, go ahead, Joe.
Sorry, I'm going to disagree with you about the fact that it seems like you're kind of minimizing about the men's responsibility. Yeah, maybe the man, if he's traveling out of town, he comes across a little honey in a club. He does her, comes back home, thinks nothing of the little honey. Cheating is cheating. They've done surveys of men or women, and in particular women. Even the women who found out that their spouses or ex-spouses had cheated after they got divorced, they said that particular pain of finding out that their husbands cheated was the second worst pain in their life outside of the death of a child. Nobody should cheat. If you've got problems in your relationship, settle it, fix it, or get the F out. Can I curse on your show?
I could be my guest. I don't mind.
All right. You know. Then get the fuck out. All right.
Okay. All right.
Get out.
Fix it.
Yeah, because cheating, no. If you're going to be married, you're devoting your whole soul, your spirit, your entire self to the other person. If that other person doesn't appreciate it and cheats on you, no. You can't cheat on her. She can't cheat on you. Like I said, fix it. If you can handle it and want to continue on with the cheater, that's your choice. But if that person cheats again, don't be surprised.
All right. Before I give it to Brother B, Sean, you'd like to say anything?
Hey, Brother B.
I think a lot of people are probably of the ilk that when the cheating happens, the other person has kind of made that choice for them. I've heard of so many people that have been in situations of cheating where it's like, well, if you're going to accuse me of cheating, then let me not prove you wrong. Because a lot of times the cheating happens because they're accused of cheating, and the accusations are there because of the guilt of what that person is actually doing. So if to say that 99, from the video, because I remember I saw the video, she said 99.1 or 99.1, what a weird percentage. Well, we know that it's high, but I don't think it's anywhere near that. Even if that was the accurate number, that interview that she did sounded like somebody who's been through a lot of pain and is trying to play it down to some degree to kind of either to reduce the pain that she's been through or to kind of rationalize the fact that, well, I was cheated on, men are going to cheat, then I'm going to do what I can. And irregardless, as Joe said, cheating is cheating. It doesn't make a difference who's doing it, what the reasons are. If the communication is there and certain things happen, there won't be any cheating. And that's what a lot of people actually act as if can't happen. There are a lot of people that go into relationships, they think kissing is cheating outside of just sex, or just texting someone else personal feelings is cheating. It's going to depend on the person. It's also going to depend on the situation and what that person values in that relationship.
And before I give it to Brother B, and to Sean's point, I was talking to a female friend about this last week when I showed her the video, and she said almost the same thing as you said. If the woman is high, is basically the percentage on her, because apparently she's been through some bad relationship, it seems like, and she's trying to cover it up by saying this type of nonsense. You know, or just trying to get men all wild up, like, wait a minute, not 99.1 of men cheat, you know. And why should a woman should accept men cheating, or vice versa? Or Brother B, you cheat on me every Tuesday night with, you know, Joe, so I cannot be too jealous of you, but go ahead, entertain me.
Before Brother B, before you jump in, I want to let you know that you were right about Hot Rod. He remembered when I said hot dog. As soon as I got here, he said, oh, Crazy Joe's here.
It's an inside joke, everyone. Don't worry, it's an inside joke. Brother B, you there? Oh, I guess not.
Wow.
I think you scared him off, maybe.
And I'm with Max, man. I'm with Max. Yeah, I've never cheated. I don't remember anybody cheating on me. I don't think they ever have. No, you don't do it.
You don't do it, but you know what?
Let me jump in. I was confident in my role how to play. So I knew, and I was actually confronted many times to the people I was involved in a relationship with, the women, and they would tell me I did my role. And we parted ways, you know, it would happen. We part ways, but no, the cheating thing, no, no. Especially in a serious relationship.
I'm sorry. It's not Brother B on the line. It's somebody else, 707. He on the air. Oops.
What up?
What up?
Good evening. Good evening. This ain't Brother
B. Oh, it's K-Dog? Oh, damn, my bad.
Is that K-Dog?
it's me, K-Dog. Hey, what's up, everybody? Listen, I'm listening to everybody talk. Cheating goes both ways. Men and women cheat on each other. It's not all about, and I saw the video, by the way, and I have to disagree, because you're saying, oh, all men are cheaters. Not all men are cheaters. It's just the same thing as saying all women don't cheat. That's not true. Women cheat just as much as men do.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them cheat on each other. And you know what? I mean, I know that some people might disagree. Some people might agree with what I'm saying. Because it's like this. And I agree with what Joe was saying earlier about communication. If you have a problem with the person, talk it out. You ain't got to be stepping out on the person, because you know what? In many ways, cheating destroys. It destroys the individual that got cheated on. Trust me.
Yep.
it causes a problem because you know what? When you cheat, it's like it's disrespectful, and it's a betrayal. That's something that person that you did that got cheated on, whether it was a man or whether it's a woman, they're not gonna get over it. It's gonna take a while for them to get over it.
Yeah, but once again, every situation is different. Why people cheat, you know, all the time. I like understand where you guys point. Well, I understand what you guys think that disrespectful. But if there's problems in the relationship, like to Max's story, there was a problem.
But
so,
you know what it is?
She cheated on him because he was not around. You know,
He was a bum. He was a slouch.
This is the thing. Either way,
that's
if you know, this is one of the thing is this is the one of the things that happens. You see, long distance relationships. If you know you can't handle it, don't get into it, because 9 times out of 10, and I've seen this happen many times. People that have been in long distance relationships, they tend to get lonely. They out here, and the person's in another way out in West Bubble Park, whatever. And all of a sudden, one of them is liable to commit infidelity towards the other. There's going to be a cheating story happening because guess what? That person's like, damn, man, so-and-so so far away. And you know what? Temptation's a bitch. Trust me. It happens. Wow.
Can I throw something in, especially to you guys that are brothers, especially Rodney and Curran? You guys are brothers to women, and your sisters, let's just visualize your sisters with a guy who has to be kept up to date with his outfit by your sister. He doesn't go shopping constantly. She does the shopping for him. She keeps him up to date on the clothing. She keeps him up to date on the grooming. She keeps him up to date with the financial situation.
And that shouldn't happen.
So let's just say and Rodney are going to notice that, and you're going to pull him aside and say, yo, bro, we're noticing that my sister's taking care of you. Somehow she's going to break down.
I've done that.
Hold on.
I've done that.
I'm sorry. To tell you the truth, man, I would not care.
Oh, you may not care. I may not care either, but there are going to be some problems.
Hold on.
The reason why I don't care is I may say it once, but at the same time, when I talk to him, I would tell my sister what's going on. After that, she is an adult. Mm-hmm. She is on her own. Mm-hmm. As long as he don't hit her, it's whatever. As long as she's happy, if that's her thing, that's her business. There's one thing I learned. Mind your goddamn business.
That's right.
What's going on between them is their business. I may not like it. I may not agree with it. Yes. But it is what it is.
I'm not saying to interfere in a relationship, but I'm saying as you're in the dinner table, you're going to notice it. That relationship is not going to last.
Of course.
No, I know that.
Listen,
you want to hear something? You want to hear something? Here's my take on it. I only did that once because you know what? What was embarrassing was this. But like, I remember there was an occasion that he needed a suit, and I noticed that.
I know who you're talking about. I'm sorry.
You know who I'm talking about, Hot Rod. He was a cool dude. I only did it because you know what happened when I saw that. My sister was paying for his outfit, and he picked the outfit, right, the most expensive outfit. And then after, when I saw them going to the cashier at the store, and I'm not trying to put him on the spot or anything like that, but I saw my sister looking at him very pissed off. And he kind of looked like, uh-oh. And that's when we left, and I said, I told him, whoa. Let me tell you something, man. Women get real turned off when, you know, I'm not saying that all of them do it, but, bro, why did you buy the stuff if you ain't got the money to buy it? Why did you go ahead and buy it for? And he was like, well, I'm like, no, if you don't have the money, just be honest and say, I don't have the money. Right. And I knew that, you know, but let me finish. I knew that things were not going to go well. That was just that one time. And I told him, I said, listen, man, you got to come correct. That's it. But, yes, the relationship went kaput. But you know what? At the same time, as a man, you know, as a brother, you hear your sister's side and you hear both sides. And I'm like, you know, I'm looking at my sister, like, shaking my head. And she was like, what do you think? I'm like, hey, you do what you got to do. I can't help you. I can't give you the advice on that one.
Okay, to Crazy Joe. Crazy Joe, quick question to you that brought up by Phil. Do you think sometimes a woman drives a man to cheat?
Hello?
Joe? Okay, well, Sean Black.
Okay, repeat that question again.
Do you think a woman drives a man to cheat sometimes? Or drives him crazy, basically?
That can be a factor. There's a million factors that could drive anybody to cheat. I don't think it's me. I don't think that just the stereotypical the woman drove the man crazy so he had to cheat is mutually exclusive to just the man cheating. I think it could be applied to either one. But looking at why, as I said before, the reasons that people cheat are just as diverse as the people that are dating each other in the first place. And the part that kind of reduces a lot of these things has to be the communication aspect of it. Because if you hear if you look at a lot of people that have been either on either end of the spectrum, that they got cheated on or they cheated, one of the things that came out of it was the fact that they did not actually talk to the other person to find out what the issue was, either withholding information because they didn't feel confident enough to talk to the other person, sometimes out of selfishness, other times out of whatever other reasons could be that person is doing. It's not just, well, they're crazy, oh, this person doesn't want to, this person's a nag, oh, this person, millions of reasons for that whole issue.
I'd like to jump in here because, Hot Rod, I was on mute when you asked me the question. I forgot I was on mute, so when I was talking, nobody heard me.
Go ahead.
With that question that you had asked, yeah, there are women who can drive a man to cheat, but he shouldn't cheat. Nobody should cheat, okay? For any reason. Now, if
I'm
she
not,
cheats on him, if she cheats
that.
On him first, if she
that,
cheats
but,
on him first,
people cheat.
I think all bets are off. Okay? Then he can do whatever he wants, in my opinion. Because it was a betrayal.
But Joe, what happens when you love that person? The thing is, what happens if you love that person and when that person cheats? That's the problem. You know?
Because it's because you love that person that it hurts so much. It is a betrayal. You have given your soul, your entire personality, your future to another person. You have expressed your innermost thoughts to that other person as a confidant. If you find out that person, and you've been exchanging, you know, love notes, you've been exchanging bedtime stories and stuff, and you find out that the person you love in the world is cheating on you, that's a dagger in your heart. Now, if somebody cheats, I think the other person, if that person wants to cheat, I think all bets are off. But until somebody in that relationship cheats, you try to talk it out. If you can't talk it out, you gotta leave. If two people love each other, they should be able to have conflict resolution skills. If they don't know how to do it at the beginning, then they have to evolve.
I'll piggyback on what you just said, Joe, just for a quick second. The reason why cheating hurts as much as it does, as a lot of people say, it's akin to grieving the loss of the death of a loved one, is because you are showing your most vulnerable there. I'll give you this analogy. When any pet, like a dog or a cat, its most vulnerable thing for it to do is to lie on its back and show you its belly, because that is when that animal is showing you that it trusts you to not harm it, with the most vulnerable part of his body, which is his underbelly. That's why when a dog, anybody that has a pet, anybody that has a cat, and it shows you its belly, it's showing you it's comfortable, it trusts you. Anybody that has ever been cheated on in that in a situation where it's been by a husband or a wife or a boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever is the case, and you've shown your most vulnerable part of yourself to that person, and then you are cheated on or you have cheated, that shows you in a lot of instances to that other person that there was a lack of respect or some other reason that happened in that particular moment that you did not share with the other person. And that's why when somebody finds out they've been cheated on, it is so painful to them.
Oh, man.
Different other reasons, but that still doesn't make it any less painful.
Well, you still got to ask yourself, what role did you play in part of it, too? You got to sit back and listen to yourself. You can't be a pushover. Women don't want no man that's a pushover. That's so unattractive.
Right.
You got to you gotta have some cojones. You don't have that, you're done.
Because you know what? The thing is, it leads, because first of all, cheating destroy the person, like I said before?
Hey, but what destroys it more? Is it the cheating or is it the fact that the man isn't playing his role that he's supposed to be playing his role?
Well, You're coming to that conclusion that that's the actual reason why the cheating happened. And as I just stated earlier, although there are roles that people play in certain things, there are certain instances where somebody cheats. And it can be 100% on the other person. And that's part of the thing that makes cheating such a dynamic pain. But for a lot of people, it's not always easy to explain, but it's also not always easy to forgive for a lot of people either.
It is.
Okay,
it's hard.
One more point I'd like to bring out that my friend told me that, you know, with this cheating situation is, I know Sean always says this, in a relationship, there needs to be communication. If I'm the guy and I have a problem keeping my penis within my pants for one relationship, I must tell the female that. Like, listen, I love you, I like to get together, but I sleep around a lot. If the female agrees to it, that's her thing. But if she accepts it and later on gets upset about it, that's not on him. Because he was open about it already. That's all on her.
Yeah,
so sometimes this female the man, you should try to change the man, you know, way, but it doesn't work out that
That's
way.
Not good when you
he's
try to change somebody.
Do you guys, watch this movie from
here's
Ryan Gosling and Steve Carell?
If you have...
Go. Yeah, go ahead, Joe. Get Max.
Okay. There's a myth about communication. There's an assumption there that if you communicate, you're going to make things better. People aren't going to communicate their feelings, even in the most dire moments where their emotions, their soul is being exposed. Because if they do express exactly what they feel, they're going to be afraid that that's going to cause the breakup. If you say, you know, honey, I love you, but I want to cheat, that's the truth. But you really expect a good woman to accept that? No. Or you can be angry about your woman, and you say, "I hate you because of this particular instance you did 2 years ago or a year ago." It's going to sound stupid. People have to know how to accept each other's expressions so that they can try to resolve that conflict. But communication is not the key. Everybody communicates. It doesn't have to come through verbal means. You communicate non-verbally. Yeah, non-verbally.
But verbal or non-verbal, you just contradicted your point because that's still communication.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not contradicting myself. I'm saying you are communicating, but I'm saying communication is not the key to resolution.
Okay,
people think
it's
communicating.
There's something else that's maybe you guys can watch this because I watched this with my daughter, Crazy Stupid Love. It's a Ryan Gosling and Steve Carell. And Steve Carell was the happily married husband with the two kids, and his wife was Julianne Moore, beautiful, sexy woman who kept herself in shape and kept herself intact. He looked like a used dealership at Best Buy, wearing the penny loafers and the golf shirts and worn-out pants. She looked beautiful and stunning. She had an affair. She had an affair for the fact that her husband didn't keep himself intact. He fell off. He looked dry. He looked out of shape. And he looked out of,
okay.
He looked just, he wasn't in sync. And like Joe was saying earlier, the communication fell apart. Then Ryan Gosling comes in, had to reshape the guy and say, look, communication. Appearance, communication.
It
can't be a pushover.
It
can't.
But
you can't.
No,
it's not just
communication. And that's what people fail to realize that. It's easy for, I'm sorry, it's easy for me to communicate to you guys about it compared to for me to communicate with my girlfriend or my wife. You see how that goes? I'm going to for me to vent to Sean Black than for me to tell the truth
that's
to my
right.
wife or to my partner. And that's
and,
a problem. You know. Go ahead.
And I didn't see the movie. But how about she tried to communicate, hey, honey, you look like a piece of roadkill. That's
mm-hmm.
not going to really, solve the problem because he might overreact and say, I don't look like that. And if I feel
mm-hmm.
like doing like that, that's the way it's going to be. Communication is not the key.
Joe, I look like crap because, because I'm working two jobs. I'm taking care of a family. I don't have no time for
there
myself. That's why he's the excuse. Listen, I have you, honey. I love you, all that stuff. But this is what I'm doing. This is who I am now. Take it or leave it.
And she going to take you.
That's
but guess what? Her co-worker is going to still sleep with her.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the co-worker is going to give her
what you're not
giving her.
So once again, it goes back to the original question of the topic. Why we cheat? What's the different reason? Women cheat differently compared to men.
They do. We all
know
that.
No, they do.
Everyone knows it.
But it goes both ways.
But Sean
ways.
Black won't commit to that. Sean Black will never commit to that. He says women cheat the same way men cheat.
And they know how to hide it better.
Everybody's reason for cheating is different compared to for whatever reason that is valued to that person. There's so many different ways. So many different reasons, so many different issues and things that happen that it's not a blanket answer that you can apply to that answer, which is the reason why to this day we're still having that conversation after how many millennia of men and women being on the planet. It's going to continue because humans are as diverse and as different as night and day.
And I think the question...
Go ahead, Joe.
I think the question is also irrelevant. It doesn't matter what the different reasons are. You do not cheat. So I don't care if it's the most minimal reason or the most maximum type of reason. You do not cheat. You try to communicate.
True,
and if you can't communicate,
exactly.
and if you can't, then
you
gotta let the other person go.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's right.
If you're unhappy with the bottom line is this. If you're not happy with the person, why the hell are you wasting the person's time by having your fun on the side? End the relationship. End the marriage.
Not that
you're
easy,
not
though.
Happy with the person.
Not that easy.
It's true. It's not that easy. But walking away from it.
Have your cake and eat it, too.
Yeah,
it's
and that's the bad part about
it,
because you know what? You're going to end up looking bad at the end of the day.
To Max's point, why is not easy? If you have children with this partner, it's hard. Overall, if you live with this person in New York City, you cannot live by yourself in New York City. That's why a lot of people living together who are not really together. I live with Sean Black, and we're not really together like that. But besides that,
Lord,
Woman can say that Curran is the most fantastic father in the world. I can't leave Curran because Curran is he can't be replaced. He's a great dad. He's a great provider. I'm gonna still do what I'm gonna do, but I still need him in my life. And then when the kids get older, then they're going to bounce.
And still, to a lot of people, that might not be enough. For a lot of people, that's not enough. And that's part of the individuality of the subject.
Okay, it's like saying he's a great father, but he's a bad husband. So I'm going to keep him because for the sake of the kids and all that stuff. But guys, it's been very powerful tonight. Thanks so much, Crazy Joe, K-Dog, Matt. Sean Black.
Wait
till
I get
to
tomorrow. Crazy Joe. Okay,
hi. Bring it on, Jamal. Bring it. All right.
Oh,
well.
Don't worry.
Thank you so much. Have a good night. And don't forget to wear your mask. Good night, y'all.
Good night. Be safe.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Night.